This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four former Minneapolis police officers charged for the death of George Floyd are due in court today. Derek Chauvin, the most seriously charged, with second and third degree murder and manslaughter. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes during an arrest on May 25th. Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Bob Kroll says a quarter of that city's police force is now considering either quitting or retiring.
An officer did a horrific thing, but you don't get to paint the whole department with that same brush. That's stereotyping in the worst way.
A U.S. House panel is to hear today from some of the people who were cleared from a park across the street from the White House just before President Trump posed for photos holding a Bible outside a historic church. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
One man is dead, another is critically injured after a shooting at Seattle's so-called Capitol Hill Organized Protest, or CHOP. Seattle police say the shooting happened at about 3 a.m. near 12th Avenue and Pike Street there. Two men rushed to a hospital. One of them died shortly after arrival. It's not yet clear what led to the shooting. It's the fourth shooting to strike the protest zone within the past 2 weeks. At least 11 people are dead after gunmen attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange in Karachi this morning, and the dead include police officers and security officials. The stock exchange chief telling reporters that 4 people came in from a parking lot, threw a grenade at the main entrance of the building, and then started shooting. Police shot and killed the attackers, the stock exchange director saying that they were wearing uniforms that looked like police uniforms. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Some hand sanitizers marketed in the U.S. but made in Mexico reportedly have toxic ingredients that are causing people to die. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
3 people in New Mexico have died. 1 has been blinded, and 3 others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Company officials with Walmart say they're taking action after a deadly shooting at one of their distribution centers in California over the weekend. The company releasing a statement about the deadly incident at the Walmart warehouse in Red Bluff, which left one person, as well as the gunman, dead. Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillon, says the company is heartbroken by the death of team member Martin Harrow Lozano, so the warehouse is going to be temporarily closed, and all associates working there will continue to be paid. And jazz musician Freddie Cole has died at 88. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, ready or not, here we are, because it is happening to us. Everything has been so politicized, and, you know, the racial tension continues, you know, to mount up here, and very frustrating when we've been talking about police reform and all that Senator Tim Scott has been doing in championing the cause for America. Not about Republicans, but for Americans and across the board, and particularly for those in these blue state communities that are being absolutely devastated because of Democratic policies. And what the Republicans have offered was quite stellar. And I believe that it was shocking to the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi, because they never thought the Republicans would respond so quickly and be able to put together such a formidable law enforcement program, which on the face gave them about 75% of what the House was asking for, and in many cases even better than what they were asking for. And even still, Senator Scott says, look, we're open. You know, we want to come to a solution here. But the Democrats, being who they are, cannot help themselves. They have to maintain a political posture, turn it into politics, and make it seem like they're not going to give. Forget about making it seem. It's exactly what's happened, and this is how politicized it's become. They're not about to give the Republicans, much less President Donald Trump, an alleged victory heading into the elections. We've got Joel Gilbert with us. It's always good to have Joel here. And Joel, of course, is the Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment. His most recent film, The Trayvon Hoax, which has now been downloaded for free over 110,000 times. And we'll talk a little bit more about that film, The Trayvon Hoax, and also these racial tensions that are such that, you know, anything can trigger a racial response, like a piece of rope hanging from a garage door. Suddenly that's a noose. I mean, it's really embarrassing to see what has happened with NASCAR, but it really just brings to light all the more. And what it does, Joel Gilbert, is it reduces the significance of what we're trying to accomplish in terms of healing the country and getting on the other side of this. But, you know, like everything else, you know, this too shall pass, and this is maybe part of the journey that we have to go through in order to realize some peace on the other end. What do you think?
I've got quite a few thoughts on that. You know, certainly we all kind of saw that whole, you know, noose in the garage thing. I was very suspicious, and that's what I've been preaching ever since I looked at the Trayvon Martin case and found out that was a hoax, that the witness for to get Zimmerman arrested was an imposter. Mm-hmm. And I actually tweeted out a set of bed sheets, a picture of a set of bed sheets after that, and I said, these white bed sheets were found in Bubba Wallace's hotel. Where's the FBI?
Right.
And it started trending because that's just how absurd it is.
Well, there was another, wasn't there a university where somebody had complained that they were having a KKK meeting, and what they discovered after the complaint, again, so the triggering is so sensitive, it's so light that anything can cause all kinds of craziness to happen. Well, they call in the police, they get this big investigation, find out that what it was a sheet that was covering up, what, a science project? No, in a university laboratory, there was no KKK meeting. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, people, you got to take a breath here and calm down, right?
Right. Well, look, six of the last six major media news hoaxes over the last few years have all been hoaxes. They've all been something that gets debunked immediately. I really question whether people are really that sensitive. I think these are people with agendas who see something and want to create a point and have an agenda, and they know that the media will report what they say without question. Even back to the incident with George Floyd, in my opinion, this was an outlier. It was a very, very rare incident where there was excessive use of force that at least appeared that way in the video. We still don't know exactly what happened before that.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that the Minneapolis Police Department, I saw their of the handbook online, and it turns out that if somebody is resisting arrest and fighting, it actually says that you can apply pressure to their neck and back to try to get them to comply. So that may have been in the manual, but regardless, it certainly looked excessive. Meanwhile, the autopsy comes out and says he did not die of asphyxiation in any way. So there are people with agendas that see something and know that the media will run with whatever they say, and they say, okay, this one incident is all the police are like this everywhere. And now here's my list of demands. We want to reform the police. We want to reform the country. We want to tear down the statues. So I think there's less sensitivity and more of an agenda at play.
Well, there's no question. And I think after all is said and done, it's politically driven. I mean, why is it happening right now if it wasn't for the proximity of the 2020 elections and a movement by the anarchists and those on the left, which many believe that it is the Democratic Party in the shadows that is driving all this, to do everything they can to put such enormous pressure on this president and the Republicans that, you know, as Lindsey Graham said, their lust for power is so much that there is no restraint by Democrats. There is nothing that they will not do, whether it's, filling the ballot boxes, ballot harvesting, cheating. It doesn't matter. I mean, all is coming to the front here. And America, the silent majority, has got to wake up to this. As you say, I think people are getting smarter to some degree. And, you know, they still haven't felt enough pain. I say those, the propagandists, the ones that are, turning this into an industry and have turned this the whole race industry into something that is self-serving, does nothing for minorities, does everything for the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons of the world, but it doesn't do anything for the poor black Americans who need this money. But they see Jesse Jackson driving around in his nice car, wearing his multi-thousand dollar suits and shoes, and that he's looking all good, and meanwhile the poor people keep getting poorer, and he keeps taking advantage of their grief and ginning it up so that he can go and hold corporate America hostage.
Right. Quite a few things to comment on there. I mean, look, first of all, Nancy Pelosi always has said from the beginning, Donald Trump is an existential threat to the United States. In reality, what she meant is Donald Trump is an existential threat to the Democrat Party. That's
exactly.
From the very beginning, it wasn't anything other than resistance, which is a military term.
Right.
We're going to resist. And I agree with what you said about, because it's an election year, in my film, The Trayvon Hoax, by the way, you can see the whole film online for free at thetrayvonhoax.com.
Mm-hmm.
I show that the black vote was not in the tank for Obama in 2012 because everything had gotten worse in urban America, unemployment through the roof. And they jumped on that case to make it a political, racial thing, I think, in order to polarize the black vote. And they've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's shameful. I mean, here it is, the first black president, you know, following the lead of previous Democratic leaders, selling his soul out, selling his race out in order to be reelected. Absolutely shameful. And, of course, more is coming out on that, which is what we said, Joel. We said we're not going to know at least half of what we will find out after President Obama is out of the White House. And, hey, the chickens that somebody else said started to roost, they're roosting and they're laying eggs all over his administration. We've got more from Joel Gilbert after this.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the American way of life, and this is what it's come down to. It really is a binary choice. You know, do you want freedom or do you want enslavement? You know, the Democratic policies, what they have delivered to America is a modern form of slavery. And I think, Joel, I think it's quite interesting and strategic how they've been able to do this. They utilize the treasury, the people's money, and to buy votes, basically. They promise these things that they know they can't deliver on, but that doesn't stop them because, heretofore, it's worked for them. But now, this is what's so bothersome about one Donald Trump, because he's so doggone independent and in your face about this stuff, is he's really exposed the underbelly of these blue states and these radical Democratic policies that aren't really about life. Everything, you know, whether it's abortion or, you know, go on down the list, even about law enforcement reform right now, you know, it's about destruction. It's not about solution that is win-win for everybody. It's not about parties. It's about America. You know, we're all on the same team, but they much rather hyphenate everybody and keep us at each other's throats because, you know, as the old saying goes, united we stand, divided we fall, right?
Right. Well, the Democrats, really since the time of Clinton's presidency, formed an alliance with China and globalist forces in nature and other countries, and they brought in Wall Street to this alliance. Trump really represents and is promoting what we call Main Street USA, small businesses, individual rights, as opposed to the Democrat Party, which has gone to this kind of globalist agenda with so many different alliances that work against the interests of the United States. The Democrat Party knows that their program and their policies don't really work for middle America. Mm-hmm. So they create these crises and these hysterias, then try to keep Trump on the defensive so that all he can really do is react to their latest crisis, whether it's impeachment or the police and the rioting, and now you got to do a police reform bill. And increasingly, I'm concerned this term, and if President Trump is reelected, that will be their strategy, to keep him always on the defensive, always reacting and putting a Band-Aid on the latest crisis rather than pursuing his own program.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, it's what they do and what they will continue to do, but it's up to the voter to decide, okay, what kind of government do you want? Do you want one that's working for you and progressing in a direction that solves problems, or do you want, a kind of government that you've got all this resistance and politicizing that's taking place, a waste of the people's money? I mean, look how much money it cost us for this Russian hoax. I mean, over $70 million of the people's money was spent.
All right, well,
What do they have to show for it?
Glad you mentioned that, because that is the challenge that Trump has been going after from the moment he took over Hillary Clinton's actually line of all people about fake news. Mm-hmm. Is that the disinformation is so great. During the Soviet Union, they called it desinformatia, disinformation, where everything you turn on the news, except for a few channels, and even those you never know, are going to have this kind of Democrat Party storyline of the day. And one of the biggest ones, of course, goes back to the Trayvon Martin case. That really was the beginning of the modern era of fake news, where the media would just go with something completely false and never give it up, no matter how many facts came in their face. And that's why I made the film last September. I came out with it thinking that this would really have an impact to show people that you cannot accept what the media tells you in any of these cases. You just hold your horses, because what you find out at a trial or after an investigation is going to be completely opposite of what the media told you from the get-go. And sure enough, they pivoted back to what I call the Trayvon hoax, where they take an incident that they allege is race-based and say that everything is racial and everybody is racist and now we need to conform to their agenda. There was never a piece of evidence that the Greg Floyd thing had anything to do with race. Might have been a little excessive use of force, which can happen every day. It's a numbers game. Every day there's about, thousands of arrests. Mm-hmm. Of that number,
well, there's over 300 million interactions with the people between law enforcement and the people.
Right,
300 million. I mean, that's a lot of interactions.
Let's
go ahead.
Let's break it down. You're going to have about 10% of those people that have to be arrested are going to be on drugs or high.
Mm-hmm.
Of those 10%, probably about 10% of that 10% are on probation and don't want to go back to jail. And you'll have a small percentage, 0.01% of that, will decide to fight the police. Mm-hmm. And of that, there'll be a small percent that actually end up getting killed in the act of fighting police while high, while trying not to go back to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to happen every month. There's going to be one or two tragic deaths of those situations. And the left wants to take those really rare, rare incidences and say, this is America. This is America 2020. It's racist. It's this. It's
systemic.
That.
Yeah.
And they get the whole, you know, political media complex on board with these false narratives. And the people, you know, behind it, of course, Black Lives Matter, I expose in the Trayvon Hooks. This is a revolutionary Marxist socialist organization. It's not the NAACP, folks. It's not.
No, this isn't MLK's organization. It's the other side of the same coin, and Antifa is heads, BLM is tails. They might not like that that analogy. Maybe they want to be heads and Antifa. It doesn't matter. They're both anarchists, they're Marxists that are doing everything they can, as their titular leader said the other night on Fox, they want to tear this country down.
Right. The most black folks, especially in these inner cities, they want more police. They don't want legalization of drugs. They don't want illegals coming in and taking over their jobs. They're actually quite conservative. I've interviewed some of them in my other films.
Mm-hmm.
And so this radical left agenda really is driven by white liberals who train the BLM leaders in Marxism. They openly admit that they're Marxists. So I think even the black community is catching on to this. And my film really lays it out how they all got played. And I've had tremendous response, over 130,000 views of the Trayvon Hooks. You can see it at thetrayvonhooks.com for free. And I think it's making an impact.
This will open your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. And and maybe one of the takeaways might be that you come out of this and go, why is, attorney Benjamin Crump, right?
Yeah, Ben Crump, Al Sharpton. It's the same playbook. The
yeah.
players are doing the same thing.
Yeah, but why is he still an attorney? He should have been disbarred for this. And also, I mean, bless her heart, I mean, I have compassion for Trayvon's mother. She's running for public office. And she's complicit in this. I mean, it's not like she didn't know in terms of this hoax and the switching out of witnesses. You know, she's aware of this, and we're going to trust her and elect her to public office.
Well, this is what's playing out. And, Zimmerman has a lawsuit going against all these characters in Florida. It's taken forever, especially with the COVID thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to expose what my film exposes, which is that there was a switch of witnesses to get Zimmerman arrested. And the entire race-based narrative and conflict of the last 8 years was based on a hoax. And we can see that most of these are based on hoaxes, like the hands up, don't
right.
shoot. And no one has suffered more from this than the black youth of America. And this whole idea now, let's get rid of the police, less police, it just causes more crime, and they suffer the most.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in very, very bad times that this narrative persists and grows every day rather than being completely dismissed by people who know better.
Well, Joel, as you say, I mean, in these local communities, you got families that want to be able to go to the neighborhood park. They can't even go to the neighborhood park. As one woman said, about the police, she goes, I'm happy when the police are in the neighborhood because I know I can come home safely. Otherwise, I've got to navigate around all these drug addicts and, people that are selling drugs and, pimping girls and all this other stuff in their neighborhood. It's disgusting for them. I mean, who wants to live amongst that kind of rabble?
Well, the radicals have taken over this movement, and they're demanding things that are against the interests of Black America.
Again, remind everybody, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you will see this movie, and it is most upsetting. Like has been said, you know, the truth will set you free, but it'll also anger you to see what's going on as well. And this is the Trayvon Martin hoax. Tell them again how they can download it. Joel, we got 10 seconds.
Okay, thetrayvonhoax.com. It's a life-changing experience when you watch this film. It's right there online, thetrayvonhoax.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four former Minneapolis police officers charged for the death of George Floyd are due in court today. Derek Chauvin, the most seriously charged, with second and third degree murder and manslaughter. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for nearly 9 minutes during an arrest on May 25th. Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Bob Kroll says a quarter of that city's police force is now considering either quitting or retiring.
An officer did a horrific thing, but you don't get to paint the whole department with that same brush. That's stereotyping in the worst way.
A U.S. House panel is to hear today from some of the people who were cleared from a park across the street from the White House just before President Trump posed for photos holding a Bible outside a historic church. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America. Always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, as the country continues to fight the coronavirus pandemic, it's been critical for people to stay at home and practice social distancing to limit the spread of the virus. However, due to COVID-19, hospitals are reporting a recent decline in the number of stroke cases arriving in their emergency rooms. Some health experts suspect that fear of COVID-19 may be causing people to avoid going to the hospital or calling 911 for non-COVID related medical emergencies like stroke, for example. Even during a pandemic, stroke is a life-threatening medical emergency. And health officials and medical groups across the country, including the American Heart Association, are urging people to seek immediate medical attention. When it comes to stroke, it's critical you don't hesitate to call 911. Seeking emergency care at the first sign of a stroke should not be delayed. Emergency health care providers are working tirelessly to provide care for those who need it, including people showing signs of stroke, and they're taking steps to keep all patients safe and help prevent the spread of COVID-19. With us right now is Dr. Patrick Leiden, professor of neurology and the Carmen and Lewis Warshaw Chair in Neurology at Cedars-Sinai. Dr. Leiden, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
having me.
Well, I'll tell you, the numbers here that I'm looking at statistically, every year close to 800,000 Americans have a stroke. So give us an idea during this pandemic that's been going on, because I've heard this, that people have been reticent to call emergency, thinking that emergency rooms are not available to attend to them. And we've noticed a dramatic drop-off in what the normal numbers would be for stroke patients. Do you have a number as to, you know, how far it's fallen? Has it fallen off like 40, 50%?
It's about that, actually. The number of people who are calling 911 or coming into the hospital has fallen by 40 to 50%, but certainly the number of strokes has not changed. So what that means is people who need treatment are avoiding calling 911 and avoiding coming in. So we're not able to treat the same number of patients, which means we're not able to cure the same number of patients. We're open. The stroke team is here and ready and perfectly able to take care of you if you come in time for us to treat your stroke.
Now, when you talk about curing, you know, the results of a stroke, what does that look like versus somebody, you know, the other 40, 50% that are not responding and calling 911 and taking their chances staying at home? What are we talking about, the difference between those two patients?
Well, stroke is the leading cause of disability in the world. That means it's the most common cause of people being dependent on others. After a stroke, you cannot necessarily fully care for yourself. Coming to the hospital allows us a chance to treat that and reverse that disability. Depending on your situation and what kind of stroke it is, we can do more or less. It just depends on your situation. But if you don't come in, we get no chance to try to help you.
Dr. Leiden, I've had other experts tell me that as soon as a stroke occurs, the clock is ticking. Explain to our audience how much time they have in order to respond to where the odds are more in their favor that they will come out with a curative result.
So time is brain. Every minute matters. So think about that for a second. Every single minute matters. Now, we put certain time windows for treatments like 3 hours or 4.5 hours, but that doesn't mean you have time to wait. What that means is you run out of time at 3 hours or 4.5 hours. So every minute matters. The time to call 911 is right now. Even if it's been longer, there are situations with certain technology where we might be able to treat you as late as 12, 16, 18, 24 hours, but those are rare cases. So if you wake up with a stroke, you don't know when it started, come in anyway. Let us take a look. You might be someone that we can treat, even though it's been longer than 3 hours.
Well, it's amazing to think, you know, when we were looking at these numbers, in terms of the number of strokes, every year, 800,000 Americans have a stroke. This is becoming very common. I mean, you break it down, you say someone in the United States has a stroke every 40 seconds, and every 4 minutes, someone dies of a stroke. I mean, this is serious.
So, like I said, stroke is the leading cause of disability. Thank goodness it's no longer the third leading cause of death, but it's still true. More women die of stroke than breast cancer. More children have stroke than have a pediatric brain tumor. More people die of stroke than we imagine, but even larger numbers of people remain disabled and unable to care for themselves. And all we need is to see you in the hospital, do a CAT scan, and potentially deliver some treatment that will reverse all of that.
Dr. Leiden, I know our audience can be surprised when they hear about children having strokes, because we don't hear of that very often. We think strokes are for older people, not for young kids, but that's not the case, right?
Look, stroke can occur at any age. It's certainly more common in patients with high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, people over the age of 60. But it's also common in younger age groups. There are children who have stroke, and we like to say that in the age group between 20 and 40 years, that's the fastest-growing stroke population. More patients every year have stroke in that group than any other group.
That's amazing. You say also that in more than 60% of stroke cases, someone other than the patient made a decision to seek medical treatment. Why is that the case?
Because the brain, it's so interesting. The brain is the organ that recognizes the problem and the problems in the brain. So you're taking away the one organ you need to know, to realize that there's a problem. So if we're going to save stroke patients, we have to be watching out for each other. We have to know what to look for, and if a friend of us, a patient, a bystander, has something that looks like a stroke, we need to call 911 right now and let the experts take over and figure out, is it a stroke or is it something else?
Mm-hmm. What are some of the signs that we should be on the lookout for?
So the easiest way to remember it is if something sudden happens on one side of the body. But we do have a mnemonic to remember. It's called FAST, F-A-S-T, face, arm, speech, time, F-A-S-T. So if a person has a weak face on one side or a droopy arm on one side or their speech is slurred, we like to say it's time to call 911, get some help right now.
And again, as you stated earlier, really critical that when you recognize a sudden onset, even if there's any doubt whatsoever, you know, call 911 because, as you say, you start hearing, you know, the seconds and minutes ticking by, and it's all about time.
It's all about time. Get the paramedics involved. You know, there are other things that can cause some of these warning symptoms, maybe a seizure, maybe low blood sugar. So even if it isn't a stroke, the medics are going to know what to do to help that patient right now. And if it is a stroke, they will get you to a stroke center in time for management to occur.
Well, Dr. Leiden, as we know, people are hypersensitive about COVID. Wearing masks, social distancing, you know, hand washing, sanitizing hands, everything these days. So we are on high alert, I mean, sometimes to the point that maybe some patients would say, you know, I don't want to go to the hospital at the risk of infecting myself. I mean, this is, you know, to them kind of a double-edged sword. You know, which do they pick? And you say not to worry, but that you've got to come in, you've got to seek medical attention. What do you say to those patients who are concerned about being exposed to COVID-19?
Stroke is treatable. We have something to do for you. If you're having a stroke, we can take care of it right now. Is there a slight chance of COVID virus infection? Sure. Walking into the grocery store, sitting in a restaurant, these are all risky behaviors. Coming to the emergency department of a hospital is one of the least risky things you can do. We have all the gear. We've disinfected everything. We put a mask on you as soon as you arrive and take elaborate precautions with our patients in the emergency department. So it's one of the safest places you could be right now. Plus, it has the advantage that the stroke team is there waiting for you, and we're open for business, ready to do what we can do for you if you only give us the chance.
Well, Dr. Patrick Leiden has been our guest, world-renowned stroke expert who has made significant contributions to the investigation and management of clinical research in stroke. Dr. Leiden, to wrap things up, I'm going to give you the last word. Can you tell everybody where they need to go for more information?
More information, American Heart Association, American Stroke Association has a great website, stroke.org. It's updated every single day.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and
and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And before T.C. Stallings was known to most of us in his artistry as an actor in Courageous and War Room, there was The Run. And even before The Run, there was a story of his family. And being raised by a single mom, one of six kids, and he, like many others, and even to this day, do not want to be defined by the lack of wealth or their circumstances, but they look to other ways and motivations to get outside of these areas and these paradigms that hold them down. And T.C. Stallings is presenting a new award-nominated documentary titled 24 Counter, The Story Behind the Run, that gives an inside look at his life, how growing up with low income in a dangerous neighborhood shaped his desire for a way out. T.C., always good to be talking to you, brother. Welcome. Good to have you here on the show.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, the movie is quite inspiring. I mean, it is, as I was watching it, I saw it as a bit of a T.C. Stallings opus. I mean, this is, you know, how you got from point A to point B and everything in between here so far.
Yeah, you pretty much nailed it. Me and my wife, we call it a docu-money. And we laugh, and I'm like, I never heard of that word in my life. I think we might have invented that. Yeah. But it's just a documentary of my testimony. And it's an opportunity to tell my testimony around the world And so, you know, just like sitting down with me with a cup of coffee and you get
exactly.
to tell me about yourself, tell me how you came to know the Lord, and I get to tell you that, so hopefully a lot of people get to hear it.
Well, especially at a time, TC, when I believe a lot of people need to hear some good stories about America, because when I look at your story, and, you know, I've all, you know, admittedly, I've known you from your acting, you know, and surprisingly, because I think back and I go, wow, you know, I had offices in Lexington, Kentucky, and one of the games you feature in the documentary is Louisville against UK, and my offices were right there on Nicholasville Boulevard across from UK for about 5 years, and so it brought back some memories, but I sit there and go, how did I not know about Tony Stallings? I mean, you could run. You were a player. I mean, you had a future, and no doubt, I mean, I can appreciate how you're seeing this worked out, because you had the mindset. You had a plan. You stayed to the plan, and it was, you know, ducks in a row, and they started moving on down the line, and, you know, here it is, the youngest of six kids, and you're going to college. I mean, this is unthinkable in your neighborhood, much less in your family, and you're going to a Division I school, you know, a scholarship there to attend the University of Louisville and play football. And I imagine, you know, you're thinking, well, from there, the next step's the NFL, right?
Absolutely. And that's why I say the story behind the run, because I get to talk about everything that I went through to even get to that point. I was so laser focused on getting to the NFL, taking care of my mother, getting out of the rough parts of Cleveland. And so, you know, everything is going as planned. But that's the whole point of the documentary, is whereas the Lord wants to, you know, shift things in a different direction, and he interrupts your plan. And usually, because our plan in our eyes is good, it ain't sinful. I mean, they ain't nothing to play football. But right. The Lord wants you to do something different, and you got to listen to him. And so for me, yeah, I mean, I'm running around, I'm playing good, I'm a college football star, everything looks like it's going the way that I wanted to go. But then the Lord comes in, and he wants me to do something completely different, and he got my attention in a very, very amazing, life-changing way that is still impacting me today.
Well, I got to tell you, that story is going to impact a lot of people, TC, because so many of us think that if we can just kind of play with God and kind of take him casually. And as you say, you know, you were doing the habits, you were doing the Christian habits. And a lot of people, you know, see that. And at the same time, you know, they occasionally will look up to God and go, hey, what happened to this power? What happened to this resurrection power that you said I should have, when we are so casual with God? But until we have that confrontive moment, in much the same way that Paul did on the road to Damascus, until we come face to face with Jesus, you know, we're just habit performing Christians, are we not?
Yeah. It reminds me of my marriage. You know, I just celebrated, you know, 19 years of marriage to my wife.
Lucky you. Lucky you. And I saw her picture on Facebook. I mean, really lucky you.
Beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Right.
I mean,
oh, thank you.
It's like that picture you have in Times Square, and you go, there's the promotion of the poster, beautiful in the background. You go, oh man, was that perfect?
That was right on time, you know.
Right.
And I'm just like, 19 years of marriage, and I just remember, it's like in the beginning, you're going through, like you said, just doing the habits. It's like, okay, I'm married, so, you know, you have dinner with your wife, you sit there, you know, you pay the bills, you know, when you can, you work together, she pays some bills, you know, we raise our child together because we have to. And it's like, if you're just going through the motions, it's a recipe for where Satan can just walk right in and break that up. Anything can come between you and mess it up. But when you are intentional, you know, I want to please her. I want to cook for her. I want to have a conversation. I'm involved. When you treat it like that and you're really trying to be married and get everything out of it the way that it was designed to be, that's when it's successful. And so it's the same thing with your relationship with the Lord. I'm just walking through the motions because this is what you do. Carry your Bible around, you know, pray when you fly, pray when you eat, you know, and I have no relationship to where Jesus is in my heart, the Holy Spirit's in my heart guiding what I do. And that was what, you know, the Lord used the very thing that I was worshiping, which was football, to teach me what it truly meant to serve him.
Exactly.
I never saw it coming.
Well, real quick sidebar here, only because you brought this up. You know, after that scene with you and Priscilla and you're washing her feet, did Vet kind of say, hey, we got some feet over here for you to wash too here, huh? What do you think?
Well, you know what's funny? Now you get a little bit of an Easter egg about film. Yeah. In that movie, whenever I did anything overly romantic, we actually swapped out Priscilla for my wife. So those were my
Good. Okay.
Yeah. And so, smart move.
The Kendricks know how to keep you out of trouble, man. That's great.
And you know what's funny though, too? Yeah, this is the way that me and my wife feel about, you know, marriage. It's like, listen, if when my wife sees that, she should be able to say, oh, you know what? That's a movie for most people, but that's how he treats me every single day. That's how he treats me. And so I'm not even jealous of that. You know, so that's kind of the response you want to push for.
Well, in the documentary, there is the Bible study that is your Road to Damascus event that is so powerful. And, you know, and I thought about that young man. You didn't name him specifically, but that encounter with him has to just be special for you even to this day, whether it has to do about Bible study or even as you related it to your marriage. Give us a little preview of that.
For sure. You know, I'm walking around the University of Louisville. I'm the starting running back for the team. I'm well known. I think I know what it means to be a Christian. So, you know, because I carry my Bible around, because I look like a Christian, people would ask me to, you know, come and do Bible studies on campus and speak to different groups. And so I'm doing all of that. Meanwhile, there's a student who really knows what it means to know the Lord that's watching me. And the Lord uses a student to come up to me and challenge my faith. Asked me to go to a Bible study, and we're at this Bible study. He just opened up Scripture and showed me what it truly means to be a Christian. And the way he did it was just, it just was eye-opening. And so I'm looking at these Scriptures and realize I'm not doing any of this. And then you see, and there's a lot of Scriptures that I go over, but the main one, that Matthew 7:21, where he says, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of the Father. And I was like, man, I've been doing the will of TC. Right. I've been doing what I want to do. So it was just a collection of things like that that really humbled me that night. And then so the next day, I immediately, you know, just started trying to do everything that the Lord wanted me to do. And I found that to be difficult because I was doing it on my own strength. So the Lord just started this process of saying, hey, it ain't about you, it's about the Holy Spirit. It's never about your power, it's about mine. Trade in your will for my will. Let me start living for you, and I'll show you how to get this thing done. And then all of my life lessons that really shaped me for the man I am today and the things that I will face today here in Hollywood started to happen. He started to teach me and groom me, and I saw what it truly meant to be, you know, a Christian, you know. And so it summed up this way. The Lord knew I would put any effort that I had for that football team. And he was like, well, I want to see that same effort for Team Jesus. And I know you know how to do it because I've seen you with sports. Now I want to see you as a Christian getting it done in a way that I know you can. And give me that effort that I put in your heart through the Holy Spirit. And so that's what happened.
Wow, what a powerful story. This documentary, as you say, it's a sit-down with T.C. Stallings over a cup of coffee, just talking life and talking about your experience with God. And look, it's really simple. I tell people about testimonies. Your testimony is your story, and that can't be taken away. And only you know the impact that it's had. You know, your mom, who has since passed, you know, was a praying mom. She loved you. She did the best she could for all six of the kids. And, you know, this is her legacy as well that's in the documentary. So I saw this as a real special and vulnerable sharing of your life story. And I know this is going to touch a lot of hearts. The documentary is going to be available very soon, right?
Yeah, the documentary comes out on June 30th. You can check it out at www.tcstallings.life, L-I-F-E, that's my website. And, you know, it's adapted from a book I wrote called Playing on God's Team. And you can check that out on my website as well. And so the book Playing on God's Team and the documentary 24 Counter all together make for a really, really powerful Bible study tool. And I look forward to just seeing my testimony get around the world, and I can have a cup of coffee.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you